Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and we're talking about the subject of creative evangelism today. I have a couple of team members with me. Melissa Fisher will join us later, and right now I have Kayla Brundage. It's wonderful to have you with us. You and Melissa oversee the evangelism department, mm-hmm. and you take teams out every day practically and just go for it, and you take light into darkness and get creative in just reaching the loss. It's awesome.
Yeah.
In fact, Caleb, you're a creative dresser, too.
Oh, thank you.
It's a snazzy outfit you have on today. I like what's on your knee.
Yeah.
That's a friend of yours embroidered that, right?
Yeah, it's
amazing.
A lion.
Absolutely cool. Amazing. You're the lion man today.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, Caleb, one of the areas, and you're very talented, like you are a teacher, you are an instructor in the Word, you are a preacher, you're a musician, you are an artsy in many different ways, and in creative design of clothing. In fact, you have your own t-shirt designs that you create, and music and all kinds of things. I love hanging around you because creative juices just flow off you all the time. But you have learned to use music mm-hmm. in evangelism on the streets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all know that we can have it in church and use it as worship in church.
Yeah.
But what about on the streets? Tell us what you do to draw the attention of people or to minister to people on the streets with music.
Well, one of the things that God told me to do, he says, take your music to the streets. The anointing will be as you take it to the streets. So at first I bought this little, I call it my little DJ box. I bought it. You can just stick a little iPod into it. It has an iPod dock. And it's really loud. It really blasts out in the streets. And so we started going to the Zone. Was the first place I started taking it
to. And the Zone's a place where there's a lot of drug addicts.
Yeah, and homeless people that live out there. And people were so drawn. They was drawn to the little box and the amount of power that was coming out of the box. And they come, and they look at it, and look, and they just begin to gather around, and then they begin to sing. And then with my music, sometimes it has your voice on there preaching or giving a prophetic word, and there's like, wow, this is a really cool beat, popping. But then it had the word of God in it. It's like, this is preaching. And I'm like, yeah. So one story that really sticks out to me, this one guy heard it, and it was the cut on my CD with Todd White on there, just declaring the word of God and how we were made to go out in the streets. And he just walked up, like, in a maze, and just, like, looking. And then another man walked up, and they were gathered together and just, like, listening. Then another man walks up, and he says, oh, they turn that off. That's not for humans. And they say, shut up, man. And then they just listen.
Wow.
And they listen to the whole song.
Wow.
When the song was over, the man said, hey, would you pray with me?
Wow, I love that.
I was like, right on, God. So I began to just pray with him. He says, you know, I said, you used to walk with God. He says, yes, I don't walk with him anymore. He said, but just pray for me. I said, what would you like prayer for? He said that I began to walk with God even more.
Right.
Would you like to just rededicate your life and just, you know, get back on the road again? He says, well, no, I'm not quite ready. And I says, oh, man, out of the abundance of a heart, you know, you speak.
Right.
And I said, you are ready because your heart just told me you're ready.
Right.
Right then and there, he accepted Jesus back into his
life.
Well, not back into his life, but just rededicated to start back on walking back with God. And that was just like, that's just one of the many testimonies
of how
people.
That is so cool. Now, in our conferences, you flag in worship. It's amazing. And that's another thing you do is, along with Melissa and others, you actually teach and instruct people in creative movements in worship, which includes dance and flags and banners and all kinds of different prophetic expressions. But the last time I was out on the streets with you and others of our team, you were actually not just using the box on the street down in Mill Avenue, but you were flagging.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, I could see you for blocks away because we were down a couple blocks doing some ministry down there. And I saw the flag. So when we went up to, see what you were doing and how things were going, people were gathering around and they were even taking the flags and you were getting them to do it.
Yeah.
So share with me, what was that all about?
Well, that's another thing that God has been working on me. Just take it out. So I was taking the flags out and just flagging, and people would come up and they would be amazed and they would look at it and say, why are you doing this? And I began to tell them about Hillel and God and waving the flags and the banners of flags, what they stand for. I says, hey, you could try this too. And they began to just flag and do the flags. And they're like, ah, this is beautiful. I says, you know what you're doing? You're praising God. And there were some different people. There's some Muslim guys came up, and I got a chance to minister to them about flagging and why I do what I do. It's just a wonderful way of displaying God. And in the research that I've been doing on banners and stuff, it says to wave a banner so that the unsaved will know that there is a place of refuge, of salvation for God. And that was one of the reasons why just waving the banner, it's, hey, God is over here, Jesus is here, and it draws them, and they come and, you know, begin to have a chance to minister to them. There's a lot of people out there.
There was a lot of people getting touched.
Yeah.
And I was amazed. And there was, like, of course, we had our students from the Operation Extreme Love.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our plungers were out there. And, and that's our, volunteer program where people can come in and volunteer for 1 to 6 months and hang with you guys on the streets and do other things in the ministry. Just hang with us as a ministry family for 1 to 6 months. So I saw them out there and they were engaging, and then some were doing the flags and some people on the streets were doing the flags.
Mm-hmm.
But then opportunities were coming up to share with people on much deeper issues.
Yeah, there was one girl that came up and she was wondering about salvation, you know, the church. Why do we treat this way? Why do we, one of the questions she was asking, why do we treat gay people in the way that we treat them? And I says, oh, God loves everybody. God loves gay people. God loves everybody. And I just began to explain to her about that and then explain to her in her own life and her own love. And she was just like really blown away because she had never heard that, because so many different people don't know about the love of God and how much he loves people.
Right. It's the love of God that changed me. I could have said, well, why do you Christians hate people in the occult or something, because a lot of Christians are afraid of people in the New Age and the occult.
Yeah.
But God loved me when I was in the occult. It was hurting my life being in the occult, definitely wrecking it and others, because I was in that deception, but he still loved me while I was in it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where a person's at, God loves
them. God loves
them.
Yeah.
But he wants to help us from wrecking our life and wrecking the lives of others. So once he comes in, the work begins on the inside. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Transform lives. In fact, that particular night, Caleb, there was a girl on your team who had been powerfully touched in the school. And I know that a lot of your messages in the school really touched a lot of people deeply. And also on the road, because you're one of our itinerants, and you also have an XP channel on our network, and so there's lots of stuff that people glean from you in that. But this girl on your team, she had had her own touch from the Lord during the school and the different sessions, where she felt so loved for the first time. She'd been a Christian for a number of years, but for the first time it felt truly loved, and had this amazing breakthrough. And there she was, as you were waving flags around and the music was going, is that she was glowing, just glowing. And in that atmosphere was released with bold love to share with others. And she was hugging this girl who was crying on her.
Yeah.
I mean, this is right out on a street corner in the public. But that girl was so touched by the power of love. And you could see the music and the flagging and everything was just a real covering.
Yeah,
over her.
That was really good. That was a really a breaking point, even for myself, because I had always been kind of afraid. I said, flags on the street, that's for the church. And that was just a mindset of mine. And that night was a breaking point to see that, hey, man, this is a drawing point to bring people to God, to let them know how much God does love them.
And you're also making declarations, because every color means something. And I know that you've got ones with a picture of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and so that's like when you wave him around, look out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like there's so many symbolic things that are prophetically being released in times like that as well. Well, Caleb, you're awesome. And I just want to encourage people to get in touch with you through XP so they can go and find you on the XP channel. Mm-hmm. And also on our website under the itinerants.
Yep.
And we'll see you, and I know lots of people see you in conferences and stuff like that, but keep up the good work.
Thank you, Patricia.
And may the Lord download even more and more creativity into you.
Thank you.
Become a Breaker Team partner today for a generous commitment of $30 a month or more. Go online to xpmedia.com.
And so, Lord, I release your glory on my new friend, Ben.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back. I have with me on this part of the program Melissa Fisher, who is one of our leaders for evangelism and also our Plunge program. So, Melissa, we're talking about creative evangelism today, and my gosh, you've led lots of creative evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And with our plungers that go out all the time and with the evangelism teams, you try all kinds of different things. Just, it's fun for one thing, and it's okay to have fun.
Yes.
It's totally okay in God to have fun. But also, the Lord gives these creative downloads.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recent things that we've been doing is making prophetic jewelry.
Yes.
So maybe you want to share with us a little about prophetic jewelry.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we teach here at Extreme is different ways in which you can prophesy. And I remember one of the first things that I learned was called the one-word prophecy, where if you're one when you're out in the streets, you don't get a floodgate of prophecy. Maybe you'll get one word, and you can speak that one word over people,
right,
and they'll remember it. It just makes it a lot easier.
Like one word can change a person's life.
Definitely.
You know, like if you make a decree over someone, like the word bold, then all of a sudden there's an infusion of that boldness of the Lord into them. Sometimes it can... Just one word can change a person's life.
And that's absolutely right. And so God gave me an idea to take that a little bit further. So instead of just going out and verbally giving them the one word, which they do remember, it's still good, he said, why don't you take that and put it on a piece of jewelry? And so I started to get those alphabet beads, and put them together and make just jewelry. And then that would be the one word prophecy. And so we would make it and then go find the person who it's for and then give it to them. So not only do we speak the word over them, but they get to have it. And every time they look at it, they get to know how much God loves them and how much he's thinking about them.
Amen. When I was first hearing about it, I was so excited because I thought, oh, this is awesome. And everyone loves a little gift, you know. And in your jewelry tray, you had not only letters that you could build words with, but you had different colors of stones and gems and things like that. Mm-hmm. And you have even a sheet of paper that's all laminated that shares what symbolism is, like blue means something and green means something. And every color had a prophetic symbolism, so their jewelry became quite a message.
Yes, and you can make it as simple or as complex as you like, because it started out with just the one word being on it, and then when I taught it to a group of our students, they took it back and kind of ran with it, and then came back with the idea to begin to make the bracelet a prophetic word. And so you can take it, for example, I'm going to give you an example of a testimony here. I had a bracelet that said pierced on it, and I knew it was going to be for somebody who had piercings. But the message behind it was pierced for our transgressions.
Right.
And so I had a black bead and like a slave cuff. And basically it was meant this person was a slave to sin. Then a red bead and a white bead, which talked about the blood of Jesus coming in and cleansing this person.
Right.
Then a silver leaf, which meant new life.
I love it.
And so when I found this person, it was a young man. I found him sitting by himself and I sat down with him. And not only was he pierced, but the piercings he had on were the same colors as on the bracelet.
Whoa.
And so I sat down with him and explained it to him, explained the gospel, gave him some prophetic words off of that, and then he gave his life to the Lord right then and there.
Wow.
So it was this major impact off of just this little piece of jewelry that we just made.
I love that. I remember meeting you in a pedicure salon.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a pedicure, and you were showing me how to make it because I was on my way, I think, to Alaska.
Yeah.
And I was going to take it on an outreach to Alaska. So you were showing me how to put the beads together in that.
Yeah.
But what was so neat is it turned out to be an outreach right in the pedicure place because mm-hmm. we made the one gal. I remember one of them was, I got Bridge Over Troubled Waters is mm-hmm. what came to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at the gal that was doing my feet, I thought, oh, she's had so many problems, so many troubles,
mm-hmm.
and she needs to know that Jesus will be that bridge for her over the troubled waters that
yes.
she's been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a bracelet that said bridge on it and used the colors blue, I think it was, and silver, I can't remember
mm-hmm.
totally, but it all had a message, and I gave it to her and put it on her arm, and she was so blessed.
Yeah.
Well, then we made one for the head of the salon and
mm-hmm.
one for all the different girls that were doing things, and they just loved them.
Me too.
But we've taken them right out on the streets. In fact, at our last Operation Extreme Love
mm-hmm.
School in Arizona,
yes,
we had the whole school making bracelets and
mm-hmm.
and getting their special messages and
mm-hmm.
getting them ready, and then going out and finding
yeah.
the person that they were for. And then you and I actually even made some right on the street.
Yes.
But we get good reactions from people.
You really do. And really, it puts the fun back in evangelism because it just should be fun.
Yeah.
It should be this thing that we get up and we say, yes, I get to do this.
Yeah.
And it just helps it along. And these bracelets that we've made, I've had a girl say to me, this made my life. When I gave her a bracelet, I had one woman that it made her cry and it led to other things like healing. And so it's just incredible that this is just such an open door for God to really move. It's amazing.
I love it. Now, another thing that you've been doing is what they call glory hunts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost like, it's a game in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the first time we played it. It was after a birthday party,
mm-hmm.
and we were out and about at around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, I think it was, or something, and we were having the time of our life. So
mm-hmm.
explain what a glory hunt is.
Well, a glory hunt is a lot like a scavenger hunt. In a scavenger hunt, you go to different things, you have to collect things, have people do certain actions, and they sign your paper. Well, we took that concept and just made it godly, and it made it an evangelism thing. So, for example, we'll say, go to a grocery store and do a random act of kindness, like help somebody with their groceries,
right.
and then tell them God loves them with an everlasting love.
Right. I did that one, mm-hmm. and the guy was so amazed. He was just so touched by it.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go into places like dark places, like we went into a casino and say, tell 10 people in this casino that God loves them, Jesus loves them, and see what their reaction is.
Yeah, and prophesy over them, giving them destiny words was on our list.
Yes.
And then they had to sign the sheet saying that they received it and that
yes.
they liked it.
Mm-hmm. And like go into wait staff and like have them make pictures for them on a napkin and give them prophetic word off of that. Go and just stand in the middle of the street and hold up a sign that says, honk if you love Jesus. And stand over to the side with another one that says, stop if you want prayer or if you need healing.
Right.
And so it's just so much fun, and it gets the name of Jesus out there. Can you imagine how many people were touched that day because they got to see that big sign that says, honk if you love Jesus?
I remember one day doing that one, and we were just in our neighborhood, actually, in a place where a lot of cars were coming up, and it was in front of a fountain. It's a really nice place. And we had the honk if you love Jesus sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was so surprised at how many people in our community love Jesus.
Yeah.
It was like almost every single car honked,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think we had 100 honks in about, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever. It was unbelievable. It was a honk in good time.
Yeah. But it's just so much fun, and you get to go out, and especially for those who are maybe struggling with trying to get out and do evangelism, this is going to take a lot of pressure off them, mm-hmm. get them out there, and let them see that it's not a scary thing, that it's a joy to be able to go out and share Jesus, and it's just a creative way to do it. And you get to go into creative places. So it's not even just jewelry or even doing this thing. Try different creative places. Go into hospitals. Yeah. Go into places like casinos. Why not?
Tell us what happened the time that you guys went into the hospital and there was the miracles there.
Oh, that was amazing. That day, we actually started out by going to the mortuaries to go raise the dead, which was awesome. And so really, the bar was way up that day. So yeah. We went into the hospital, and we went into the emergency room, and God told us, you have diplomatic immunity. You belong here. And so we went into the emergency room. We started to sit down next to people and just whisper to them, what's going on? And they tell us, can we pray for you? And the people started getting healed.
And save them a lot of medical bills.
Oh, yes, it did, and especially because we go to the county hospital where a lot of people can't afford medical care. And so people were getting healed, and on top of it, people were getting saved. One girl that was with us, she saw a guy come in, and he kind of laid down on the floor because he was just so sick, and she got down on the floor with him and started praying with him. And it's like, it's funny because it's like nobody even saw her. A doctor came out and told him to get off the floor but didn't say anything to her. So she's praying for this guy, and he starts to get healed, and he stands up, and he's well. Then the whole family of six got saved right then and there in the emergency room.
I just love mm-hmm. that story. It's mm-hmm. great. I remember some friends of mine, Faitine Crisco mm-hmm. and her group up in Canada went into an emergency ward one time, and mm-hmm. and there was like, I think it was five separate people got healed, I think it was, if mm-hmm. I remember the story correctly. And they literally walked out of the emergency room because mm-hmm. they didn't need any emergency help anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they got kicked out of the emergency ward mm-hmm. for healing people.
Yeah, taking their business away.
That is weird, yeah. And up in Canada, of course, we have government medical, mm-hmm. so it was saving the government lots of money. So it's like saving the people, problems with having to get, whatever natural medical help. And, yet the people didn't like this whole healing thing,
yeah.
but the people that were healed sure liked it.
Yeah, certainly.
Well, Melissa, I think what you're doing is awesome, and I just say keep on keeping on. And, you are called to do creative things for God as well. You were made to connect to the Creator's love and to express that creativity in just fun ways. It's just part of living kingdom life. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. So receive creativity. Go out and do something different that brings light and life to someone's day.
Become a Breaker Team partner today for a generous commitment of $30 a month or more. Go online to xpmedia.com.
I see a vision right now of someone's arm, and you've got a bracelet on you, but it's not a prophetic one. It's a hospital bracelet. And it's like you're out of the hospital right now, but you go in and out, and it's because of a disorder in your thinking processes, and there's a chemical imbalance in your body. And I believe that God wants to heal you right now and give you a message of his love. And he says that he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you, but he's going to release a peace that passes all understanding. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just release healing right now to your dear one, your precious one, who's been suffering with this chemical imbalance. And in the name of Jesus, I ask for that healing presence to go into their mind, into their emotions, into their bloodstream, into every organ of their body, and that they will be reminded of your love in Jesus' name.
I have a word for somebody named Mark, and I have one word for you, and that is action. The Lord is saying you can move beyond. You don't have to analyze everything. He said, go out and just start doing the stuff. Just start trying the things. And each of the experiences will be your teacher. And so you don't have to worry about messing up. God is so gracious and merciful in this process. He's going to help you along. He's going to guide you. And no matter what happens while you're out, just take it to him. And he'll fill you with his love. And he'll strengthen you to go out and do it again. But I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. And so don't hold back any longer. Take action.
I'm seeing a series of numbers right now. And it's like 32-12 and 19-11 and all these different numbers. And I say, Lord, what are these numbers? They just keep crossing my mind. And what do you want me to do with those? And I feel like he's saying that there's someone that is actually going to be given numbers by the Lord. It's going to be phone numbers and addresses. And sometimes he's going to have to have you phone someone as he gives you the number just to remind that person that they're loved. And it's going to open something up. It's going to be a divine appointment from him to them. And he's going to use you to do it. And another aspect of it is he's going to use it to show you addresses of places he wants you to go, even knock on the door and let them know that God sent you. And so numbers, some of you are going to be getting numbers.
I have a word for Abigail, and I'm seeing that you've got pain in your legs and it hurts to walk. So in the name of Jesus, I command all of that pain to go from your legs right now. I command complete release and freedom over you in the name of Jesus. Now get up and walk, and you're going to see all that pain is gone. And not only are you going to walk physically, but you're going to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. He's going to be using you mightily. And that which you have been healed of, you're going to gain authority in those areas, and you're going to go out and you're going to see many people healed too. God bless you, Abigail. Walk.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And we just want to encourage you to just get out there and share God's love with those in your sphere of influence. And if you need training or instruction or encouragement, go to our website and get some of the resources that are available, or take a training course with us. But more than anything, we want you to remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.